Okay, so get this, right?
What if I told you there's research out there
that explores making you, like, feel...
through your emojis.
Whoa.
And I don't mean just picturing a heart and, like, you know...
feeling warm and fuzzy inside, but, yeah, like, actually feeling it.
In your chest.
Wow, okay.
Wild.
That's the idea.
Behind EMS icons.
It's a concept that uses...
it's called electrical muscle stimulation.
That's a lot of fun.
Know? Back up a sec.
Like those...
what you talking about?
Those zappy workout gadgets.
You're taking something that makes my muscles twitch?
During a workout.
Yeah.
And using it to make me feel...
yeah, graphing emoji.
It's a mind bender.
I'm equal parts intrigued.
And terrified right now.
Yeah, I get it.
But that's why this...
2017 research paper...
it really caught our eye.
Okay.
It's not just about, like...
if you do this, what it could mean for how
to
we...
experience the world, you know?
Okay, you've definitely hooked me.
So walk me through it.
How would this even work? So it all starts with...
those little electrodes, right?
You see them with EMS, but...
instead of just targeting grunt
fitness, right? Like...
researchers wanted to see about placing them...
very, very strategically.
Uh-huh.
To
mimic the subtle muscle movements
it we make when expressing
different emotions.
Okay, so if I sent you a shocked face emoji,
they wouldn't be trying to, like,
make your entire face contort.
Right.
More like a little twitch here and there.
The micro expressions, not
full-blown Jim Carrey.
Got it.
And that's
where it gets really interesting.
Because they wanted to evoke the feeling of an emotion.
Not just the outward appearance.
Okay, now my brain is officially...
you're doing backflips.
How do you even begin to map out?
Which muscle twitches line up with which emotion?
Right.
Did they just start slapping electrodes?
Zapping them while showing them emojis?
Well, thankfully...
it was a bit more...
scientific than that.
Okay.
They used focus groups...
primarily design and engineering students.
To brainstorm how different muscle activations
could be combined to recreate
the universal human emotions.
Interesting.
You know, happiness, sadness, you name it.
So they brought in actual humans.
To react to this, like, mind-blowing tech.
I bet those sessions were a wild ride.
You're not wrong there.
Imagine, like... pitching this idea to people, right? Like,
we're gonna make you
feel like you're frowning,
but, like, in a good way.
I can only imagine the looks on their faces.
But seriously, what kind of feedback did anyone have? Any, like, aha moments, or were they all just like,
nope, this is how the robot uprising starts?
I think it was really interesting
to see how
people's creativity
kind of kicked in, you know?
Yeah.
Like, once they got past
the initial whoa, that's weird,
right?
They really started, like,
digging into the nuances, you know?
Yeah.
Like, for sadness, for instance.
Instead of, like, going for...
a full-body slump.
Right.
They suggested...
subtle things, like maybe slightly hunching the shoulder.
Or a little tension.
Uh-huh.
In the forehead muscles.
Okay, so more like a subtle mirroring.
Of those almost unconscious movements.
We make when we're, you know...
feeling down.
Exactly. It's
those micro-expressions that often, you know...
speak louder than words.
Right.
And they kind of did the same thing.
For other emotions, right.
Okay.
For happiness, they focused on...
those tiny muscles around the eyes.
And the cheeks, right.
Uh-huh.
That created a genuine smile.
Anger involved a bit of jaw clenching.
Maybe some tension in the shoulders.
Interesting.
Incorporating the diaphragm.
Whoa.
To influence breathing patterns.
Wait, influencing your breathing.
Now that's next level.
So they were really thinking about this.
On a whole body level, not just...
making your face twitch along with your emojis.
They really went there.
But what's even more interesting is...
they didn't just, like...
map out these muscle groups.
In isolation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They explored how...
different combinations could create
even more nuanced emotional experiences.
Okay, now my mind is officially blown.
So we've got the muscle mapping down.
We've got the potential for, like
complex emotional combinations.
But how practical is all of this?
Right.
Are we talking about people, like,
walking around with electrodes
plastered all over their faces just to feel a text message?
That's the $1 million question, isn't it?
And, you know,
the researchers were very aware
of the limitations.
Okay.
This research paper
was more about
exploring the potential.
Right.
Not necessarily unveiling a finished product.
They knew there were
still hurdles to overcome.
Like figuring out how to make this tech
something people would actually want to use.
Right.
Because let's be real.
As cool as it sounds in theory,
I don't think I'm ready to incorporate electrodes into my daily skincare routine just yet.
I hear you.
And that's where things get slay.
Really interesting, because
the researchers didn't shy away from
the potential downsides
of this technology.
Okay, let's talk about the elephant in the room.
What kind of ethical concerns did they raise?
Well, for me, it's control.
Like, could someone use this tech to,
like, force you to feel a certain way?
Right.
Because, I mean,
that's veering into some Black Mirror territory.
It's a valid concern.
Right.
Imagine someone could just send you,
like, an angry emoji.
And, like, actually make you
feel your blood pressure rise.
Yeah.
That's not exactly
how communicate.
Talk about a toxic text.
So did the researchers, like,
offer any solutions to this, you know?
Potential for misuse.
They highlighted it.
As a critical area.
For further exploration, for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
imagine the regulations involved. Like, who gets to decide?
It's emotions.
We're allowed to, like, EMS, right?
Right.
And then
how do you create safeguards?
Against, like, hacking.
Or just, like, unwanted emotional influence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, suddenly we're talking about
digital emotions having, like,
real-world consequences. Not to mention, like,
whole question of consent.
Like, would you need someone's permission?
Yeah.
Before sending them an emoji that could, like,
physically affect them.
Exactly.
It raises so many questions.
About privacy and autonomy.
Right.
And then there's, like, the social aspect.
Would we start
judging each other's
emotional responses differently
if we knew they were potentially, like,
right,
influenced by technology?
Okay, so maybe EMS icons
aren't quite ready for prime time.
But, you know, this research is from 2017.
Have there been any, like, updates?
Or new developments in the world of
feeling your technology, so to speak?
There have been advancements in
MS technology, for sure.
But mostly in those
you know, medical and fitness fields,
right,
we talked about earlier.
As far as, like,
using it for something like
emotional communication.
It seems like we're still in the realm of
what if,
so this deep dive is less about
predicting the future and more about
prompting us to, like,
think about the possibilities.
Yeah.
And the potential pitfalls, right?
Of technology that, like,
blurs the line between
the digital and
the deeply personal.
Precisely.
It makes you wonder, like,
even if we could
perfect this technology,
should we? Right.
Yeah.
Like, what a world
where we can just, like,
transmit and feel
emotions digitally
that ultimately
or push us further apart.
It's a question without easy answers.
That's for sure.
Right.
But it's definitely something to ponder.
The next time you're, you know,
scrolling through your emojis,
yeah,
would you want to feel
those tiny digital faces?
Or some things better left
to the imagination?
I think I'll stick to imagining for now.
But who knows
what the future holds.
Right.
Maybe someday
we'll all be fluent
in the language of feeling emojis.
And that, my friends,
is your cue to head to the comments section and let us know your thoughts.
Yes.
Would you sign up for a world
of feeling emojis?
Or are you hitting the unsubscribe button
on this whole idea?
We'll be here to read your responses.
With our fingers crossed
that no one can actually make us
feel them yet.
Until next time,
keep those brains buzzing.
And maybe think twice before you send
that angry face emoji.
Right.
You never know who might be feeling it.